women and girls are sold just streets away from here that come from every part of our community.
Erie County Sheriff Deputy Elizabeth Files passionately speaks out against human trafficking in Buffalo. For the past 7 years, Files has devoted her law enforcement expertise to investigate these local cases. She's the program director of the Stop Human Trafficking Program. Deputy Files has witnessed women, girls, and boys sold for sex and labor. One major case was torn down in Cheektowaga that existed for over 7 years, with more than 40 individuals involved in labor trafficking in our community.
And what I will never forget more about that case was the young man that I met when I interviewed him the very first time, a 14-year-old young man that actually landed on a grill, hands first, because he was propped up on a pop container because he was working in a kitchen. He was burned severely, but he never went to a hospital.
Those conducting the trafficking crime use force, fraud, and coercion against their victims.
A trafficker told me most recently, "Deputy Files, it's so easy for me to go out there and get into a girl's head and her heart than for me to go out there and sell drugs."
Human trafficking is now the second largest money-making crime here in the U.S., Drugs are in the number one slot, with guns now in third. Some state lawmakers are working to strengthen current laws to crack down on those committing this crime. Meanwhile, Files works tirelessly to educate the public. However, funding constraints stopped a major billboard campaign that was launched last year. So for now, Deputy Files urges citizens to raise their voices against human trafficking. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.